So long, and thanks for all the fish.
So sad that it should come to this. We try to warn you all, but oh dear, you may not share our intellect, which might explain your disrespect for all the natural wonders that grow around you. So long, so long, and thanks for all the fish.
G'day and welcome to the Drunken Beersman Podcast. I'm your host, Uncle Dan, and thank you for joining me on this, our last episode. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I've been absent the last month, and before then it's been rather patchy, to say the fucking least. A lot of thoughts gone into it, but I've decided that it's time to end. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Drunken Beardsman is going to close the doors for the last time. It's going to put a cap on the last drink. It's going to walk away for the last time. Look, I honestly have put a lot of fucking thought into this, and the way the show was always designed was to have, you know, two beardsmen dissecting the news in the wide world, battered beard and alcohol world. And to be honest, I just can't do it anymore. I honestly can't. The beard trend, you know, peak beard, so to speak, has fucking not only arrived, it's passed us by. And while I stick true to, you know, what I've always proclaimed from the start of this program, which is to say, my beard is going to remain untrimmed, uncut, unshaved from here until eternity. Unfortunately, it's harder to bring news within, you know, the bearded world when there just is no fucking bearded news to be talking about. Add to that, there's finally someone to pass the torch to. When we started the Drunken Beardsman, there was literally nobody talking about beards and booze and everything else. While there's still probably nobody talking about booze, I can point you to a very good resource as far as your dose of beard for the week, the fortnight, the month. And that is, of course, the beard caster, Scott Sikora. Sikora. Sorry, bro, if I fucking mangled your name. Please, by all means, he is a spiritual successor. He is the beard caster. I mean, you can't fucking argue with that, can you? And really, I just don't feel it anymore. You know what I mean? Ever since Mr. JD moved away and we lost him as a compere, a co-host, the second chair, so to speak, or the first chair, depending on how you feel about who did more in the show. It just doesn't feel right, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not a solo artist, I'm just not, I really am not. I need that person to bounce across, to bounce off, to fucking talk to. I mean, this was always a stress relief for me, and now there is just no stress relief. By myself, I'm just sitting out in the shed by myself, getting cold, feeling sad. But before I go, ladies and gentlemen, I do have a couple items of business, some fucking minutiae, so to speak, that I need to clear to get out of the system to talk about before I wander off into that long, cold, beardless night with nothing but my beard and my drink in my hand to fucking keep me company. So, before we get too far down to it, I would just like to point out that if you had listened to last episode and you listened to the review on Man Candy Beard Balm, it's closing down, which is something I'm finding more and more with some of the beard companies we've covered and some of the ones we haven't covered but we've tried, some of the ones we've been keeping an eye on, is, and it's further evidence of this so-called peak fucking beard. And I can't believe that this is a reason I'm bringing it up. But there are a lot of beard companies now that are shutting down, while some are going from strength to strength to strength, like Roughneck and like Scoop and like the Bearded Chap. And more are popping up all the fucking time, like the Bearded Esquire, like Beardman stuff, so on and so forth. It's sad to see that some really good products are falling by the wayside. Now, in the case of Man Candy and Mick Meredith, the reason why he's pulling out is because he is a full-time touring comedian, and it is just simply too fucking hard. But, you know, there you go. I wouldn't be doing my due diligence otherwise. And while we're on the note of some absolutely amazing fucking products, we're going to... I've got one last review for you. I wouldn't go out unless I had, you know, the full fucking experience. So I do have a beard product to review. Some balm, some oil, some comb, some truly great fucking products. And to that end, it's time to talk about some beard products. So this week, our very ever last beard review that we're going to be talking about is Bastion Beard Care. Now, we did get a hold of the boys from Bastion Beard Care. We were talking to them not too long ago, and not only were they happy enough to give us a beard and focus story, they were also happy enough to send us some products. Now, full disclosure, I've been talking to these guys over the last couple of months, and they're the type of people we really like to push here at the Drunken Beardsman. They are men who have served their respective countries, because we live in completely different fucking countries, of course. And we were lucky enough to be able to talk to all three boys and, you know, get them to answer some questions. And we're even luckier to get not only some great products that they're selling at the moment, but a product that they're going to soon be selling. Now, this is what they say about themselves. Now, we at Bastion Beard Care are dedicated to helping the bearded way of life. We have developed a simple yet highly effective product to help you tame your beard, moisturize your face under your beard, and control your itch. We are beard wearers, and these are the things that help keep our beards in check and feeling great. The ladies in your life will also love how soft your beard becomes when you use our product. And it smells great as well. Bastion Beard Care is owned and operated by US military veterans, hence the different countries, and supporters of our US Armed Forces. We are dedicated to those warriors who help to ensure our continued way of life. We at Bastion Beard Care will be donating a portion of our profits to veteran organizations to help with the further care of our returning servicemen and women. They deserve the utmost respect, and donating part of our profits is the least we can do to say thank you and welcome home. So like I said, I've been talking to these guys for weeks now, and unfortunately, whooping cough is the fucking devil. If ever there was going to be a devil, whooping cough is definitely fucking it. Coming into winter, and you get struck with this cough for 6 months, you've got no idea how many times I've hit pause in the last 9 or 10 minutes or so, just to be able to bring you guys a cohesive episode, so to speak. So they've got a number of scents. At the moment, they number at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 scents with an 8th on the way. And I was lucky enough to get 3. So let's have a look at the 3 that I've got. Now, we're going to start with their first, the one that they opened with, which is, of course, the Boot Beard Balm and Oil. Now, all their oils come in a 2-ounce bottle for about $8. All their balms come in a 2-ounce tin for $12. Now, Boot Beard Balm is the original Bastion Beard Care scent. Now, this was the first scent they actually created, and it's near and dear to their hearts. The scent brings to mind, at least in their minds, the inside of an old leather coat or the first pair of boots you got in basic. Remember all that polishing, they reckon? Boot is highly versatile and can be worn daily around the home or the office, but can also make a classy addition for a night on the town. Now, by their own words, this is not only their first one, it's also a little bit hit and miss. Some people really, really love the boot scent. Some don't. I mean, it smells just like the inside of an old leather coat, they reckon. Very distinct and masculine. Now, little known is the fact that I am, in fact, a leather worker. I'm a leather worker from way back over here in Australia. Leather work has been something that's been very near and dear to our hearts since way back when we were a bunch of colonies, pretty much separated by horseback. Now, one thing that's been in plentiful supply over here is leather, because we don't use cow leather over here in Australia. We use kangaroo hide to make our belts, our bridles, and everything else. And my grandfather actually, in fact, taught himself leather work about the age of 55, not long after he retired. And as a wee lad of about fucking 8 or 9, he decided to sit down and teach me some of the things he'd picked up. Now, I love leather. I do. Not, you know, the shiny black Italian leather, but leather. Like I said, I grew up in the bush. Like, when my grandfather wanted to make a belt or a wallet or something of that description, he didn't go buy the leather. He went out and fucking found the leather. He would shoot a roo, skin it, cure it, tan it, dry it, fucking chop, fucking slice it up into lace and fucking plait what he wanted. And something that not many people may know is that you need to condition leather to keep it nice and supple and you know, soft and smooth and strong and all the fucking rest of it. And a lot of this happens during the curing process and while you're working with leather itself. Now, the boot scent of Bastion Beard Care doesn't so much remind me of the finished product. It reminds me of leather in situ, in the process of becoming the thing that you wear, which is a scent that is really fucking hit and miss. It is something that you either like or you hate. The conditioner that they use to, you know, cure leather and make it pliable and workable, aside from, you know, just sitting it out and drying it in the sun, is this mixture of, you know, lanolin and fucking mutton fat and lavender and a couple of different other things. And this scent that they use is very reminiscent of that. I mean, it is impossible to fucking leach out the smell of well-worked leather into anything, because anytime you introduce liquid to a leather, it goes rotten. It does. It rots. I'm sorry, but it does. You know, that's why you shouldn't, you know, wash your leather jacket in a fucking washing machine. It should be not even dry cleaned. It should be fucking just, you know, coated in nice linseed oil or something like that. And this balm that they've made is almost exactly what I remember from my childhood working with leather, making belts and you know, knife holders and fucking wallets and everything else. It has this scent that is, you can tell they've used leather. And you can tell they've tried to leach the smell of leather out of, you know, some sort of leather product or even just a hide itself. But at the same token, you get this hint of lanolin, this fucking little touch of lavender. You know, and it helps offset the smell of basically rotten fucking leather rather fucking well. It's a very functional smell. It's a very manly fucking smell, essentially. I can see why they say it's a bit hit and miss, because you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it. Now, as far as the partner test goes, the opposite sex, my missus absolutely loves this fucking scent. And all I smell when I do use it is I get this overwhelming urge to pick up some kangaroo lace and to start to plait. Now, this isn't, you know, the little plaits you put in your fucking girlie's hair. It's you know, a belt that you can fucking string around fucking anything you want to keep it together, or fucking use it to fucking buck. Kangaroo lace, all right? Here's the thing about kangaroo hide. You can use kangaroo hide to pull a fucking four-wheel drive, an SUV, a fucking truck, whatever you want to fucking call it, out of fucking axle-deep mud. It is indestructible. And it brings back such memories that really, you know, are hard to confront. I'm sorry, but it is. Aren't you glad it's the last episode? Like or to lump it, the boot Bastion Beard Car Balm is something that is down to its bones, an essentially masculine fucking scent that is very dividing. And for $12 a tin, you can't really argue with the fucking price. So, me personally, I like it. If I didn't have the upbringing that I did, I don't know if I would. But then again, my missus, me kids absolutely love the scent. So it's hard to argue with the popularity of vape. Now, the second balm that I got given or I got sent to me was Legion. Now, Legion is pandering to the masses, maybe, but I'll tell you what, they fucking do it well. So this is their description of it. Do you love coffee? How about chocolate? How about a little bit of tobacco? Well, Legion is for you. Like a hopped-up chocoholic, wired for business. This is another masculine scent. Tobacco, ground coffee, and they hit you square in the face, and it's finished off quite sweetly with just a hint of chocolate. It smells like what you think it would. The most interesting man in the world. Yep, that's damn good. This balm is smooth and helps you keep your face maintained and ready for action. It also, you know, seems to fucking be, it is what it is. It's a mix of pipe tobacco, ground coffee beans, and just a hint of sweet chocolate. It's a very masculine scent. And it is beginning to be a good seller. Now, this is by far probably my favorite fucking scent. And when they say a hint of chocolate, it's equal parts tobacco and chocolate. Now, for those non-smokers out there who hear, you know, the idea of a pipe tobacco is one of the best smelling things in the fucking world. I'm sorry, but it is. I can't help it. You know, it was one of the things that I like. Okay, put it into perspective. When I first started smoking, you know, tobacco at least, one of the things I used to like to do, and I still do like to do it, is just stick my nose in the packet of smokes or the packet of fucking tobacco and just smell it. It smells absolutely fucking divine. And the sweetness from the chocolate just gives it this nice little kick. And I mean, who doesn't love the smell of coffee? But I mean, the overpowering fucking character of this balm is the sweetness from the chocolate. And I mean, I shouldn't say the sweetness of the chocolate. I mean, chocolate by itself is actually quite bitter. It's the tobacco. And I mean, as much of a head fuck as that is to say, tobacco is quite sweet to smell. You know what I mean? It has this really earthy kind of fucking heady flavor that isn't overpowering. And is complemented quite well by things like coffee, chocolate, sugar, fucking all these beautiful little fucking things. And this is like I said, not only my favorite, it's the favorite of everybody in my house. You know what I mean? Everybody that I've held this up to, especially when you put it in the beard. And this is the thing I do indeed like about Bastion Beard Care's products is, you can open a tin, you can give it a sniff, but it doesn't really do it justice until you've got a bit between your fingers and you give it a rub. That's when the flavor, the character, the scent, whatever you want to fucking call it, really seems to hit its fore. It is absolutely amazing. And like I said, we're talking about $12 here, 12 measly fucking dollars of absolutely amazing fucking scent is what you're going to get. And I mean, I've forced myself to keep these, you know, in my writing room, because if I didn't, I would be using these every single day. And I don't want to. They smell so fucking nice. I want to use Legion especially on absolutely everything. And I mean, the art that they use on their tins, I mean, they're good quality sort of black tins. You sort of got to force it just a little bit just to get the fucking air out of it. But I mean, this is the first product that I've got from the States that have actually held up to the Australian climate. Now, you know, the Aussie climate is rather hot, rather humid, rather dry at fucking times. And where I live especially, you know, it comes into Brisbane, which is very, very humid. We're talking about high 80s. To high 90s as far as the humidity goes every single day, rain, hail, shine, winter, summer, fucking spring. It's all the fucking same. It's very, very humid. And then you come into where I live, a couple of hours west of there. It's very, very dry, very, very hot. And these are the first products I've actually got from the States that have they've kept really, really well. Like I said, I honestly am fucking falling in love with this brand. And in fact, I think it's probably going to be one of the very few, if not the first, that I'll actually turn around and I'll be buying repeats of some of these fucking scents and flavors simply because, you know, they're nice, they're fucking beautiful, they're fucking, the price is right, the postage is great, and the turnaround time, at least internationally, is absolutely amazing. Now, I hear you say, now, Drunkle, you said there were 3 cents, and I've only covered 2. You said there was cents that we've got and cents that are coming, and you're right. You're 100% right. So far, Boot and Legion are all scents that are available right now. I mean, they've only got 6 cents so far that are available for purchase, and I'm going to fucking try every single one, but I was very, very lucky, and I managed to get a hold of a product that's coming out very, very soon. It's not even on the market. They haven't even got the labels going for this one. They've got the art design, which is a beautiful art design, but they haven't even made the fucking stickers up for it yet. And as soon as I say the scent, you're going to know exactly what I mean. I am, of course, talking about Kentucky Bourbon. This is, of course, a Drunken Beardsman scoop. And I mean, like every other fucking tin I've opened so far, I can open it down here, down about my knees, and you get a hint. Just the merest fucking breath of what you're in for. As soon as you open the Kentucky Bourbon scent, oh my goodness. This is absolutely amazing. I mean, I know I say I'm very positive when I do my reviews because I don't review shit I don't like, and I trust me, I've had some shit I don't like, but this is, I think, perhaps my favorite balm that I've ever fucking used. And the thing about the Bastion Beard Care Balm is they keep their recipe a very closely guarded fucking secret. And I couldn't even begin to tell you what exactly is in it, because it keeps its shape, like I said, so well, especially through the shitstorm of climate that it has to go through to get to me and still keep its basic viscosity, its basic shape. It doesn't sweat, it doesn't melt. You know, it's one of these weird things. I can tell you there's a lot of shea butter in it just by the look of the color. I can tell you that, and this is across the board. You know what I mean? Their base recipe would appear to have a fair bit of shea butter, fair bit of soy in it. I do believe is something I've become quite familiar with, and. Aside from that, I couldn't fucking tell you. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of these things. There's almost no beeswax in this. There's almost no coconut fucking oil in this. And I can tell you that because it doesn't matter fucking how long you wear this. This is the longest lasting fucking beard, you know, as far as scent wise goes. The longest lasting fucking scent I've ever come across in a beard balm. I honestly can't believe just how fucking good this product is. I really can't. I mean, I've been talking about it for what, 15 fucking minutes now, and this Kentucky Bourbon, I tell you, it's not so much a Jim Beam or a Jack Daniel's scent. It's more of a, Maker's Mark or even a Pappy's. Yeah, it's a Pappy Van Winkle sort of scent. They've managed to somehow really encapsulate what a bourbon is. You know what I mean? It's got that sweetness, that almost overpowering sweetness that a bourbon has. And at the same time, have just that hint of ethanol that is what you smell when you smell alcohol. It's the thing that makes you sneeze. It's the thing that makes you you know, fall in love with alcohol in the first place. And I cannot really fucking recommend this shit enough. Like I said, $12 a tin. You can't argue with that. You really, really fucking can't. The only product that comes even close to touching the brilliance of this is the Bitter Chat, which is an Australian product. And, you know, you get 4 ounces, I think it is, for $100. Or, no, $50. $50, sorry, my bad. So about double the price. And, look, honestly, like I said, it's created by vets for vets. And you can't go wrong with that. I mean, you're supporting a fucking brilliant fucking program. You're supporting brilliant guys who, you know, really believe in what they're saying. And, I mean, when it comes to Bastion Beard Care itself, you couldn't be asking for a better fucking company to fucking get behind. And to that end, it is now time for our very, very, very last On Mic Beards in Focus. Now, the reason why this is going to be our very last is because I'm in love with Bastion Beard Care. I'm sorry, but I am. I can't help it. And I've got so many Beards in Focus stories, so many great stories from so many great people. And it really, you know, part of this journey that I've been through is really been fucking me up on fucking, you know, I don't want to quit. I really don't want to quit. I love podcasting. I do. It's just this format is wrong. And I said at the start, and I've said to every single one of our Beards in Focus entries or fucking contributors, whatever you want to call it, that they'll end up being read out on the podcast eventually. And I lied. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, but it is what it is. So before I give it up for the night, before I give it up forever, so to speak, we're going to look at Bastion Beard Care's group interview. So when I asked why they decided to grow such a luscious beard, we got this answer. Honestly, growing a beard wasn't a conscious decision by any of us. It was something that came quite naturally, not out of laziness or anything of the sort, but as more of a masculine rite of passage. Plus, most of us look like teenagers in the few times we've been shaven. As far as, you know, particular influences on their beard, we got fathers. Their fathers had a beard that, you know, they vaguely remember growing up. And looking back through old photos, it was always thought that it looked cool. I mean, as they grew up, it wasn't about being cool. It's just what happened to their face. Hair grew on it, so they let it grow. As an adult, they savor the Spartan style of beard, where one of, you know, their partners tends to lean more towards what they call a ZZ Top style. I mean, as for the other two beards within this Bastion Beard trifecta of fucking awesomeness, one is still quite new to his beard journey, and it is undecided on what he's going to do style-wise. I mean, the last of them has really dreaded the patchy beard, which is something we all fear, but I mean, it grows out. We asked him, you know, when did your journey start? I mean, the bearded journeys have been evolving and growing for a few years now, but I mean, their company's journey is still in its infancy. We had preliminary discussions about the idea of starting a company back in the summer of 2015, just last year. Almost 12 months ago, actually, when you think about it. But they really became earnest about their efforts in November of 2015. Once again, November, like it or lump it, and the seasonal mustache that it grows, the amount of people I've talked to who started with the mo in November, who ended up growing full beards, is absolutely staggering. So they officially formed Bastion Beard Care in November of 2015. Now, we asked the immortal question, has there been any trials on the road to a great beard? And they wouldn't say they've had many trials, especially in the growing of the beards, except for maybe one of them. But, I mean, as I mentioned earlier, one of their founding members can grow one hell of a patchy beard. Now, they liken it to the Keanu Reeves beard, which is an A for effort, I suppose. Yeah, we'll call it an A for effort. they reckon he's had a few trials. But honestly, the rest of the group admires Almay's loyalty to the company, despite not necessarily having an amazing beard. And they have a pretty tight brotherhood. I mean, on the other hand, they reckon he grows the best mustache in the group, so they keep him around. Luckily, the wives and the employees in the day jobs have all been very supportive of their bearded endeavours, which, you know, has been a blessing to say the least. And I mean, really, if you want to turn around and cripple a veteran's freedom beard, fuck you. Now, when it came to the inspirations or, you know, sort of other driving forces behind the decisions, Bastion Beard Care and the boys behind it reckon they're all about Alexander the Great and how he preferred his soldiers to be clean-shaven. They read this well-known fact of history where Alexander the Great preferred his men to be clean-shaven because he felt that having a beard could give the opponent an advantage of battle. I mean, Alexander the Great believed that a beard could be grabbed and pulled, thus helping to disable you in battle. So think about it. How badass were the cunts who were like, fuck it, I'll grow a beard anyway, I don't give a shit. They basically said, here's my beard, come and get it if you think you can, motherfucker. That's a warrior's fucking mentality right there. And it's a mentality that they carry with us both in the growing of their own beards and in the running of their company. We would say that mentally in life it's one of their biggest inspirations. Of course, they always intend to continue growing. I mean, it's not just the hair on their faces, but also the expansion of their business. They have plans which include a beard wash or a beard conditioner, which they're going to offer in their unique scents. And trust me, these scents are fucking mint. They've also, you know, had discussions about and begun designing their very first company t-shirt, which would be the first edition in their line of Bastion Beard Care apparel. And I'll tell you what, I'm fucking there. Of course, they'll also be expanding their line of scents. They're always innovating. At this point, you know, they've got about 7 cents, 8 cents, which you're not meant to know about, so shh. And you can find more about them, of course, on their website or on their Facebook page or their Instagram page or fucking Twitter or everything. They've got followers all over the, you know, the continental United States and now, hopefully, more internationally. I had to ask them how Bastion Beard Care came about, and they came about for one simple reason. They got tired of paying someone else a lot of money for something that they felt they could do themselves. Most of the Bastion Beard Care boys had used oils and balms from other companies, so one evening while they were sitting around drinking, talking like they did, the conversation naturally turned to the products that they'd tried and liked and didn't like, and they, you know, started talking about how they would improve upon, you know, some of these products, and that was really the sort of, you know, the seed, the genesis of their efforts. So when it come to, you know, their plans for the future, they absolutely have plans for the future. Big plans, they reckon. They plan to keep growing, drawing attention to the natural phenomenon that are beards, as well as supporting and lifting up veterans and active duty military personnel. Both are important to them, and both represented in aspects of both their business model and their brand. Ultimately, they reckon it isn't about the money to them. That's why they charge less for the product that almost everybody pays more for. And to be honest, you would never ever believe that their products are fucking $12 a tin. Like, it's fuck, criminal, goddammit. It's criminal. For the quality you're getting, it's ridiculous. But to them, it's more about the brotherhood and camaraderie that both the bearded community and the military provide. They want to help spread beard knowledge, and they welcome questions from their customers. They see themselves as beard educators as much as anything, and in the process of doing so, they really hope they can shed a little light and respect on those that have served their country. So, as we've done from the very, very start, we asked them, hipsters, are they good for beards or bad for beards? And while they may not entirely agree with the ideology behind the hipster movement, they have helped push beards into the mainstream, whether they want to or not. So in that sense, they suppose they're good for beards. We don't personally believe hipsters grow a beard for the right reasons, but fuck, who are we to judge a bearded brother? All are welcome at Bastion Beard Care, which, I mean, towards the end is a very political answer, but fucking the first point remains. So I explained to him what peak beard was, and I asked him whether peak beard has been achieved. Now, of course, the only answer they've got is they don't believe peak beard has been achieved at all. They don't believe it ever will. To the boys at Bastion, wearing and maintaining a beard is not a fashion trend. It's about being desirable. Or about being desirable, sorry, rather. Growing a beard is not something to be taken lightly or trifled with. It takes a strong commitment, patience, and persistence, which is fucking true. Like, I've never thought about it like that. They're passionate about beards, and they'll always be there, helping those who want to take the plunge into bearded glory. Now, when it comes to vets or companies that are inspired around helping vets, one question I always ask them is, you know, what inspired them to join the armed forces? I mean, we here at the Drunken Beardsman have the utmost respect for those who put their life on the line for those things they believe in. I mean, doesn't matter who you are. And we would love to shine a light on those who do what others cannot or will not do. So it turned out only one of the boys from Bastion had actually served in the military, and he gave me this great answer, and I'm going to read it verbatim. What inspired me to join the military? That's a great question. This is Silas, by the way. From a very young age, I always had the spark that was meant to do things differently than the way I was raised. I grew up in a family of hippies. True, for real hippies. I grew up in the far backwoods of Arkansas with no running water or electricity. One could say that I looked at the military as a means of escaping where I was. I never really fit into the pacifist ways of thinking. I would always read books on the army and past wars. I felt as though I was meant to go forth and battle for my place in the world. When I was in middle school, my mother enrolled me in the Air Force Auxiliary Civil Air Patrol. This was my first real taste of military-type influence. I fucking loved it. I loved the uniforms, the accountability, even the drill and ceremony. I was really drawn to it, and I did very well. I believe that this was really going to lead me to the military. I joined the Army in 1991 while still at college and went through the ROTC program. And I became an officer upon graduating. I spent the next 7 years serving in multiple locations, including South Korea. To this day, I still feel the pride in my service. I felt a brotherhood in the military that is difficult to explain and is something I've missed since I've been out. When I moved to Kentucky, I was lucky enough to meet my now wife and a great group of friends who all shared my similar ideologies. These guys are assholes like me, but we do have a great bond. I continue to do work now in the civilian sector, working with the manufacturing of weapons for the Navy. I'd serve again in a heartbeat if I could. So, I really pounded home, you know, where did Bastion come from? And whether it was always a goal to support past and present troops, and whether there was any, you know, groups that the guys would love to, you know, help shine a light on. But I mean, even from the very beginning there, Rick, they discussed their desire to donate and support to programs and groups devoted not only to the military veterans, but also current military personnel. At this point in time, they're still looking for worthy groups that they'd like to really sort of put their back behind enough to, you know, speak out. So that is the Bastion Beard Care fucking story. I couldn't let it go without talking about Bastion and talking about some of the great sense they've got and the fucking things they're trying to do over there. Yeah, man, you know what? This is what makes it difficult. I've been so sick recently. I haven't been able to fucking podcast, and I doubt whether this podcast is going to continue, but I've had a blast, man. I really have. From the lonely early days of talking about Robocop, with Joel Kinnaman to this very moment where I've just, you know, talked about some great guys doing some great work. I'll always be bearded. Never, ever will I shave, ever. And I hope you don't either. So before I leave for the night, I just wanted to say thank you for joining me on this ride for the last 3 years or so. It's been a blast. For those of you who've been listening from the start, or those of you who have joined me later on, thank you. It's been great to fucking entertain, so to speak. If you're still worried about getting your daily dose or your weekly dose or your fortnightly dose even of bearded goodness, please go ahead and check out my mate Scott over at thebeardcaster.com. Right on the front page, he's got all his podcast episodes sitting there with a great little blog, some great pictures, and the dude is a legend amongst men. And really, if I could think of nobody else I'd rather talking about beards, I couldn't think of anybody else other than Scott. He's had some great guests on, and you know, I love you, man. I love you. The Drunken Beardsman website, at least, which you can find at thedrunkenbeardsman.com, is going to be there for a while longer, at least until I figure out what the fuck to do with it. It'll always be archived somewhere, of course, but I don't know. I'm going through this weird stage of transition, and I just don't feel this anymore. You know what I mean? I need somebody to talk to. I need somebody to bounce off. And when I live in the middle of buttfuck nowhere, I don't even get the internet, so I can't even Skype anybody, which is something I've always wanted to fucking do. I've never used Skype. Would you believe it? Until then, like I said at the start of the episode, so long, and thank you for all the fish. My name's been Drunk with Dan, and for the last time, you've been listening to The Drunken Beardsman. There is no more same time and the same drunk channel. There is no more same time at the same bearded place. Find me at the Drunkle Dan, THEDRUNKLEDAN, if you want to say g'day. Otherwise, you can find me at rvsrmedia.com. That's rvsrmedia. rvsrmedia.com. You'll find my newest podcast, The Drunken Book Nerd, and coming soon is some very interesting things. Until then, g'day.